morning. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Ms. Raywin Carroll, ADC number 243916. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Ms. Raywin Carroll is 42 years old, currently serving a six-year prison sentence for aggravated DUI, a Class 4 felony, and a repetitive offense. There was also a two-year concurrent sentence for drug paraphernalia, which has since expired. She was approximately 39 years old at the time of the incident offense in 2015. She pled guilty and was sentenced on June 13, 2016. She is asking for a two-year reduction in her prison term. She has an early release credit date of March 19, 2021. Should commutation be granted, she would pass to her next consecutive two-year sentence for failure to appear, effective July 2, 2019. She has an extensive criminal history, which includes past convictions for aggravated DUI, domestic violence assault, credit card theft, not to mention past arrests for dangerous drugs, additional DUIs, and domestic violence. The purpose of Ms. Carroll's request for commutation is based on her assertion that she had poor legal representation, that she has mental health issues, and that a prison sentence was unfair and excessive. She wishes to return to the community where she can return to work, serve her husband and children, and receive substance abuse treatment. She has one letter of support in her request for commutation packet. She has a limited history of discipline in the Arizona Department of Corrections, but she did have a major on April 3rd, 2017 for a violation of department rules. Regarding the question of whether Ms. Carroll's six-year sentence was excessive, she was given an aggravated prison term based on prior convictions and repetitive offenses. Considering her prior criminal history and her habitual disregard for public safety, I do not find her sentence excessive. I do not find her a candidate for passing to Phase 1, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is regarding Ms. Raywin Carroll, ADC number 243916. My motion is not to pass to Phase 2.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, Louis Quinones, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. This concludes our hearing, and I want to thank my colleagues.
Thank you.